Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
We are good. Yourself?
Very, very good. Very festive. Very warm.
Oh, you got your Christmas jockeys on, Freddy? Your tie?
No.
No. Well, you can't be that festive if you don't get your Christmas drawers on.
No. You know, I do have one bright red shirt that I wear around Christmas, but I think I've had it for about 16 or 17 years. And I went to put it on the other night, and my wife said, "Now, you know, I think that one's done. I think it's finished." And I said, "Well, not really. I only wear it around Christmas. The actual mileage on it was probably not even a year when you think of how often I wear it."
That's just right. It's still a good garment. My kids, for the longest time, every Christmas, got me some really cheesy ties. So I've got more bad Christmas ties than any other. And every year, I go, and, you know, you get a little dressed up for the big Christmas meal or whatever. And they always say, "Dad, you forgot your tie again." So I have to crawl back upstairs and grab one of them and throw it on.
A bone of contention I have with my wife. On Christmas Day, she likes me to dress nicely. But when I'm eating, when I'm having the feast, I really like to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course, with all that food.
You know what I mean? But if you've got, like, dress pants on and a dress shirt, not often, well, almost never would I put a tie on. But still, it's, I don't know, I just feel like I'm a little outside of my element because, you know, I like to plow in. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. You get to hunker down over the trough there. It's interesting with Christmas, Freddie, because we do the little bit of dressing up. You know, throw on at least a collared shirt, and I usually toss the tie around my neck, and maybe if I don't even tie it up, it's just kind of hanging there. Yet, you know, we were out for a really nice meal. We were in Tampa on the weekend, and Sunday night we went out for a really nice dinner with some rock listeners we took down. It was a lot of fun, but I noticed as I looked around the room, people don't dress up for dinner anymore at all.
Well, and I applaud them for that.
Do you?
Because I really do. Because, you know, I'm going to a funeral today. You dress up for that.
Yeah.
But when it's time to eat, I'd much rather have a T-shirt and sweatpants on and be very comfortable as I reach across the table for, especially at Christmas, because, as I say, well, no, I haven't told you yet, 32 people are coming to my house on Christmas Day, and there will be turkey, and there will be a leg of lamb, and there will be a roast beef, and there will be various types of curry. So, really, it's a big job for a man, that type of spread. So you can't be hampered by clothing.
No. Oh, are you preparing all the food, Freddie, or is this going to be people bringing it?
No, we're doing the turkey and other people's, and other family members are bringing the other stuff.
Okay.
It's almost like a workout. So why would you put dress pants and a dress shirt on for a workout?
That seems exhausting. Who the hell's idea was it to invite 30-plus people into your home, Fred? Was this your wife's calling?
It was collaborative, yes. A couple of years ago, we had my family. This time, it's her side of the family. So, yes, it'll be very festive. I like it. The more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, if you're going to have 15, 20, why not 30? I mean, seriously, why not?
I remember when I was a kid, there was a neighbor of ours who every Christmas Eve had an open house, and they would invite everybody in the neighborhood and all their family and friends, and it was always a really nice thing. You know, mm-hmm. People were coming and going from about 6 o'clock in the evening. Nobody stayed very long, some finger foods, a little bit of cheer, and they'd be on their way. And I always thought it was very nice. I used to say to my wife all the time, we should do a Christmas Eve open house, and we just never quite got around to it.
And no one would come anyways.
No.
The very thought sickens me. Remember, here I'm going to tell you something. You know, I live in Brampton. That's my main residence. I've lived there for 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years, I've had 3 different addresses. Other than my neighbor, John, who's like a brother now, over all those years, I've been in the house of one neighbor. Seriously. I just steer clear of that stuff like that. You know, hey, let's gather in the garage and drink beer and talk about each other. No, I'm not into it. I've just never really been a neighbor guy, except for neighbor John, who's like a brother.
Matt sometimes wonders where I got all my anger and resentment from, and I say it's hanging around with guys like Freddie for the last 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you, if I got an invitation from someone on the street other than neighbor John about a Christmas open house, I would, like, drop it on the ground and pretend I lost it quickly so I didn't have to go.
Wipe your arse with it.
I'm telling you, I'm just saying, I'm just being honest.
Oh, we like it, Freddie. All right, now when you're sitting with all these family and friends, 32 of them, will there be a viewing of your favorite Christmas film this holiday season?
Well, if it's on, It's a Wonderful Life, which is interesting because It's a Wonderful Life isn't like super Christmas per se. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Christmas is sort of a backdrop to that movie, but I just love that movie, and it's the tradition of it. It's like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of the claymation.
Yeah.
That's still apparently the number one television Christmas special. Like, it just kills in the ratings, and I can understand why, because my kids, when they were tiny, loved that special. You know, I'd bath them and put them in their jammies, and they'd sit on the couch and look forward to that coming on. Love that. But as far as a movie goes, yeah, I love the old... If I'm going to watch a Christmas movie, too, it's got to be black and white, okay?
Did they color It's a Wonderful Life at one point?
Well, if they did, I don't care, and I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I like the black and white stuff. Like, I mean, the modern-day Christmas favorite now is what, Home Alone, would it be?
Yeah, or, of course, yeah. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Or Christmas, yeah, something like that. See, I'm more of a traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that would be It's a Wonderful Life, black and white. I like that. You know, Miracle on 34th Street, love
sure.
that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, there's a channel now. What is it, TCM, Turner Classic Movies?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. I love it. All the movies are black and white and old time and just wholesome and give you that warm, fuzzy feeling.
All right, Freddie. Well, whatever you do, whatever you watch, however you spend the holidays, obviously with all that family and friends, from the Venns and the Dumoshells to the Pattersons, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Oh, boys, you know, I love you. Merry Christmas, and I'm looking forward to the new year. It's going to be big, big stuff for you guys. I can feel it. I can feel it in my loins.
Why, are you offering us a gig?
Somebody's already dipped into the eggnog.
No, I was hoping to come work with you.
Oh, perfect. We need a guy like you, Freddie. All righty, we'll talk to you soon, pal.
Loving you.